Welcome to Survival Mode Disrupted, the podcast for those who are done performing, done people pleasing, and done living life on autopilot. I'm your host, Letitia, the Survival Mode Disruptor, and this is where we create disruptive, unapologetic transformations for those who are ready to exit survival mode and reclaim their power. Every episode is your permission slip to burn the rule book, break the cycle, and finally build a life that feels like yours. So let's disrupt everything that's holding you back and start living life on your own terms. This is your trigger warning. This podcast is raw. It is real, and it doesn't sugarcoat what it means to survive trauma, abuse, mental health battles, or even the aftermath of living in survival mode for too damn long. What you hear on Survival Mode Disrupted includes unfiltered stories, graphic details, and a vulnerable truth that may trigger some of the audience. Please prioritize your emotional safety. If something feels too heavy, pause. Breathe. Come back when you're ready or not at all. Your healing is yours to honor. These episodes are based on lived experience, not therapy sessions or clinical advice. Listening does not replace mental health treatment or constitute a coach-client relationship. If you're in crisis, please seek immediate help from a licensed professional or contact your local emergency services. This space is built with care, but it's also built for truth and built for disruption. Take what you need, leave the rest, and most of all, trust yourself. If this podcast speaks to your soul, you don't have to do this work alone. Feel free to join our free Facebook community for high-achieving women ready to break cycles and heal out loud. Join us at Disrupting Survival Mode on Facebook. Or grab the book that started this movement, Exiting Survival Mode, a raw step-by-step guide to help you identify, release, and rebuild from the survival patterns that have been keeping you stuck. Hello, 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 and welcome back to another episode of Survival Mode Disrupted. This is your host, Letitia, the Survival Mode Disruptor, and today we have Stephanie with us. So Stephanie, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hey, everybody. My name is Stephanie, and I am so grateful to be here on the show today and to just share a little bit about my story with the hope that it inspires and empowers the listeners to take action on their life as well.
I love that. This is all about inspiration and motivation. So how would you describe survival mode?
Survival mode for me was overstaying in a relationship. It was believing that enduring a relationship was right and healthy. It was believing that someone could change when really you end up being the one who changes. Surviving is letting everyone else walk all over you and you are not living your most magnificent life. Surviving is just trying to get through the day, crying at the end of the day, wondering how your life became such a mess. That is surviving. That's not living.
Absolutely. And I can relate to most of what you said. So why don't you tell us your story to and through Survival Mode?
So I found myself on the floor of my sister's bathroom, just tears streaming down my cheeks and just crying out to, I don't know, God, the universe, whatever, anyone to hear me. Like, how did my life go so terribly wrong? How did I get here? What happened? I'm an educated woman. I have traveled around the world. I have had so many empowering experiences, and yet within my two marriages, my whole life fell apart. And so I'm sitting here just crying, screaming, like, somebody hear me. Hear my story. What happened? And I had just lost my eyesight as well. And so I couldn't see, literally, physically couldn't see. And it was just bad experience after bad experience after bad experience. And my house was destroyed in Hurricane Ian. I had a baby born with a very rare genetic disorder. I went through two marriages that were emotionally and psychologically abusive. And so I'm just like, what happened? And it was in that moment I heard this voice, not like this loud, audible voice, but you know, that intuitive, that still quiet voice that said, Stephanie, you are not seeing your story correctly. It is time to let go of the victim's story and to become the star of your story. Because for so many years, I lived in the shadow of other people's stories, and we are supposed to be the star of our story. And so I had to decide at that moment that I was going to let that go and I needed to become the star. I knew I had a powerful story and I knew that I needed to rewrite my story of who I am, of my identity.
Wow, so much to unpack there. But I want to start with what you said about being the star of your story. Oftentimes, we are supporting actors in our own life, right? We, especially when we're in toxic relationships, right? We get into these relationships with men or women, depending. And the toxicity takes over, and we find ourselves compromising in ways that we wouldn't compromise. We find ourselves giving up things that we previously would not have done. And we, it's almost like we take a back seat. And for myself, it took me decades to learn how to be the leading role in my life. And it took a lot of rewriting, it took a lot of practice and being able to set boundaries, being honest with myself about what it is that I actually wanted. And a lot of times people struggle with stepping into that star role simply because they just don't know how to, right? Like we often get addicted to the chaos that becomes our life. And because it has been our norm for so long, it's very hard to step out of it across the board. If you're not happy with the way that your life is panning out, guess what? You have control of that. Even in your darkest moments, even at rock bottom, guess what? You have control of that.
You do. And in every moment, we are given an opportunity to define ourselves. And so, in every opportunity, are you going to define yourself as an overcomer, as the most magnificent, highest version of you in every moment? Or are you going to confuse the universe by defining yourself all over the place? And then we wonder, where's this? Where's this? Where's the answer to this prayer? Where's this manifestation? Where's this? Well, you don't know who you are yet because you're all over the place. But the only way you get there is by going within and examining everything and throwing out the things that you don't agree with. I mean, there's no right or wrong answer. It's whatever you want it to be, but just choose something.
Choose. And what, in your opinion, is something else someone can do outside of challenging their beliefs and their narratives to get to the core of who they are? Because I think a lot of us walk around life never ever figuring that out.
Well, you have to, it really takes going within. And so for me, I call it, you know, there's this quote I love from Joseph Campbell. that says the cave you fear to enter holds the treasure you're seeking. And so for me, when you are doing the inner work, and you don't even have to, it's not work. You're just redefining who you are. You're rewriting your story. You gotta go within and you gotta get quiet because there's so much noise in the world. And so I say you go into that cave, turn your TV off, turn your screens off, sit down with yourself. And a lot of people are like, that's really uncomfortable. Get uncomfortable because that's where growth happens, is in the discomfort. Get uncomfortable, but return to who you are. Figure out who you are. Who do you want to be? Do you want to be a New York Times best-selling author? Do you want to win an Oscar? Do you want whatever it is, it doesn't matter. But then you have to map out how you get there. You have to take action. I can sit here all day long and say, I'm going to be a speaker and speak on stages and just wait for the universe to drop all these keynotes and podcasts in my lap, but that's not going to happen. I might not be the most polished, but I still have to get up and go sign up. I still had to find, see your post. You took action. I took action. We met in the middle and we make this. And we are both becoming this higher version of ourselves in the process. And so, yeah, you got to go somewhere and just turn off all the noise. Go into the cave and slay the dragon because the person that you are revealing within you, that's the treasure. That's on the other side. But you gotta get quiet. There's no other way.
Absolutely. And that clarity is key, right? So again, you may not have all the answers, but you have this blank slate to define what it looks like. Even if, like I say, if it's not delusional, you haven't gone deep enough. Like you need to be super delusional. And I remember one of the first coaches that I worked with, she took me through this exercise of like my ideal day. And I remember doing the exercise and thinking, oh, this is so delusional, will never happen, but I'll do it to check the box, right? I'm still early in my healing journey as far as working on my mindset, and I'll do it to tick the box. But what I took out of getting that clarity about what I wanted my day to look like is there are things in my day now that I'm doing that is not aligned with what I want my day to look like. So I'm going to cut them out first and start taking what I guess in this space is called aligned action and do only the things that I see will take me closer to this ideal day. And I did that. And I did that for about 18 months. And then one day there was this realization as I was overlooking this balcony in Albania, looking at the water where I had been traveling now for about 9 months. And it was this moment of like, oh my God, this is what I wrote on that paper.
I'm getting goosebumps.
This is what I wrote. I didn't see the path coming together, but I kept taking action. I kept doing the things that I needed to do, which were aligned with my goal and not wasting my time on anything else. And I created my ideal day with not even realizing it until that very moment. And I'm saying that to say, oftentimes when we are sitting down and considering who we want to be, we often think it's a far-fetched. It's not something that's going to happen. Like, oh, I'm just being delusional. Let me tell you, if you put in the work, if you really sit down and analyze whether or not the things that you are doing are taking you closer to your future self, I can guarantee you, with that clarity, you will end up where you want to be. But it takes a commitment to yourself, putting yourself in the driver's seat, the star of the show, and then also just committing to doing the things that need to be done. Like you said, I mean, blessings fall all the time, but most times they're at the end of the actions, right? Like opportunities don't just fall out of the sky. You have to create them. And it may
You
not look
do.
like you expect, but in the end, you end up getting the things that you want in life.
Yeah, 100% agree. And I think so many of us, and myself, my older version of me included, was, when you're stuck in this victim mindset, this victim mentality, we sometimes we go back to the fairy tale, right? All these little fairy tale girls were saved. And so I don't know if it's just this deep ingrained programming that we have from watching these Disney movies and shows, but it's like we're almost waiting around for someone to come and save us. Someone come and rescue me, take me away from this nightmare. This is not the fairy tale that I wrote for my life. But we are our own savior. We are the one who is coming to save us. And when you can make that shift, oh, okay, I need to be the star. So how do I become the star? You don't sit around waiting for someone to come and save you. You become the queen right now. Save yourself. And then, like you said, it's getting clear, defining who you are, the self-concept, your self-definition. There is the universal law of self-definition. Who are you? After both of my abusive marriages, I dropped all last names. I'm like, I'm not that. And so I went with Stephanie Ann because Ann is my middle name. And I changed it. And so for 2 years, I went by Stephanie Ann. I just changed my name again last night because I am reinventing myself next level. And that is how the universe responds and brings the things into you when you define who you are. And yeah, exactly what you were just saying. Define who you are and take that action. And I have a similar story to yours as well, because I'm like, okay, here I am, broken, this victim who just got told by the universe to stop being a victim and say, get up and save yourself because no one's coming for you. And I was like, okay, I have a story. In my former life, I was an attorney. I was at the prosecutor's office. I won the governor's award for victims in domestic violence. And here I am. Ah. A victim. And so I was like, okay, well, I'm going to be a speaker. Well, I haven't spoken 20 years. I was surviving. I wasn't speaking. But I took that aligned action because my vision was bigger. And so I just made a post saying I wanted to be on podcasts. This is my background. Let me be on podcasts. My first podcast, oh, it was horrible. It was horrible. My thoughts were all over the place. I didn't fully know my story, but I took inspired action and I got uncomfortable and I did it over and over and over again. And wasn't it fun all the time? No. Sometimes I would have an appointment to be on a podcast and I'm like, I don't want to go beyond this because it's embarrassing. It's raw. You're vulnerable. You're exposed. But I knew that the higher version of me, she could speak on stages. She could deliver keynotes. She knew who she was. She didn't care, and she was not letting shame hold her back. So I kept showing up and showing up and showing up and showing up. And it was about the 80th podcast. I had this out of body experience where we were talking, and I just observed myself, and I was like, I'm her. I did it. I speak like her. She's elegant. She knows what she's talking about. She does not let shame keep her down. She tells everything. And that is empowering. And that's what I want women to know. We are not stuck. And if you feel stuck, it's because you're still in that victim loop. But there is so much power on the other side of it.
So much power, and it's up to you to uncover it, really.
Yes.
Like, just uncover it. And an important thing, which you spoke to just now, even if you are half the future self that you envision, if you can practice showing up as her, even without all of the steps in place, without, you might think, okay, well, I'm gonna be like a seven figure speaker, but I'm really only making two figures right now. Who cares? If you show up at that with the belief, with the deservability as well, because oftentimes what hinders us is that we don't believe we deserve what we want. When you
Yes.
show up in that space every day, you can't help but become the woman you want to be.
Yes. Yeah. And that's exactly how it all unfolded for me. You make the decision and you show up as her, not when the bank account reflects her. You show up now. You get on the stages. Well, I don't know my story. Well, I'm not a good speaker. Blah, 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 blah. I wasn't either. It took practice, repetition, because it's through the repetition that your nervous system begins to say, okay, she's serious. She means business. This is who she is. And now, speaking when I used to dread it or get embarrassed or, hard parts of my story, it doesn't bother me. My nervous system says, oh, podcasting is so fun. Let's go do it. Oh, stages, we gotta go. And so it's through that constant spaced repetition of continually showing up and embodying that version of you. Over time, your nervous system says, yes, this is who you are. And then that's what activates, the law of attraction and all this other stuff. So, yes, now opportunities are always coming to me. I don't have to seek out a lot of podcasts or seek out a lot of stages. They come to me. But in the beginning, when I was training myself to be me, this higher version of me, I had to take action.
Absolutely. I loved this conversation, Stephanie. So tell us a little bit more about your book and how we also can find you online.
Yes, so I'm on Instagram at Rewrite the Fairy Tale. And so you can find me there. And I'm on Facebook under Stephanie Ann. My book is coming out next month. It's called Magnificent Me, a formula and process for higher self-creation. It's for the woman who is ready to rewrite her highest identity. After trauma, I say after narcissistic abuse. And it's the formula and the process that I came up with, how, our thoughts shape our reality, how we need to go into imagination and have the grandest, most magnificent version of us that we can think of, and it's where our awareness is right now. And as we grow in awareness, then we have higher and higher versions of us. For me, yes, I had the big thing speaking on the stages, but I had to start on podcasts. I just start opening my mouth and speaking. And then you have to write. If you're going to call yourself a writer, you got to write. That's what writers do. Start writing. And so I talk about that and identity. The whole book is about identity creation and rewriting your identity specifically. For women who've gone through emotional and psychological abuse. And it's layered, layered with my story. I was married to a covert narcissist for 14 years and then 6 years of legal abuse. And then my second husband, a malignant narcissist, became very aggressive, very violent. Our relationship ended in physical violence. And so I sprinkle my story throughout that. But it's looking at the big things, like what you mentioned before, belief, faith. What do these things mean? Forgiveness. Do we need to forgive? I call it revision. Just revise your day. and expectation, because sometimes, a lot of times, when we're in a victim mindset, we expect more victim stuff. Like, all, why do all these bad things keep happening to me? I don't know, but the universe says she loves these bad things, so keep bringing them to her. And so I go through a lot of that unfolding process on how to step into this version of you.
Oh wow, amazing. Well, we'll make sure to have your platform names in the show notes. But before we wrap it all up, Stephanie, one key takeaway for the audience to action.
Yeah, I just want you to know that you are not your past, and you are not your trauma, and you are not your shame. And there is an incredible, grand, magnificent version of you just waiting to be revealed. And as soon as you say yes and define her, the universe will rearrange everything, and your world will open up in ways that you never imagined were possible.
You heard her. Define your future self and commit to being her now. Stephanie, thank you so much for your time on Survival Mode. Audience, thank you for catching another episode. And I just want to remind you, you were not built to break, but you damn sure were not built to just survive. Disrupt the cycle, reclaim your life, and thrive on your own terms. And I will see you next week. Once again, thank you for joining another episode of Survival Mode Disrupted, hosted by the Survival Mode Disruptor, Letitia. You didn't land here by accident. This conversation, it probably cracks something open on purpose. Because survival mode isn't just a phase, it's a pattern, an identity, a prison masked as strength. But here's the truth: you're not broken. You're just unfinished. So if something stirred in you today, don't ignore it. Don't numb it. Move with it. And I want to once again invite you to join Disrupting Survival Mode, the Facebook community where healing is loud and messy and real. I also want to invite you to buy my book, The Survival Mode Exit Plan, because your breakthrough deserves a blueprint. And if you felt seen today, be sure to share this episode with someone who needs to hear it. Like, subscribe, and drop a review. That's how we amplify the voices that need to be heard. And remember, this isn't about fixing yourself. This is about finding yourself again beneath the rubble. Until next time, choose ease, choose power, choose you. This is Survival Mode Disrupted. Let's keep shaking shit up.